power to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm bleepity blah blah. I'm sorry, I just can't commit to that. I'm Christy Stratton. I really have always wanted to say like meet map, you know, just to make myself laugh. And then I halfway through I'm like, oh no, I shouldn't do that. Anyway, it's me.
And I'm Kyle Dotson.
Oh, sorry. You know what? Start over again.
Let's keep it.
All right.
Let's keep it. Before we start,
okay. I don't care.
I want to tell you, I haven't emailed this guy or I haven't posted this or anything, but this was a letter written to me, handwritten. You can see it. I'm holding it.
From prison,
yes.
Stephen Avery.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be amazing?
this was written on 12/21/15. And this, I don't know how to say his last name. It's W-U-E-N-C-H. How do you say that?
Wunsch?
Wunsch?
Wench? Wench,
Wench,
maybe?
Wench would be bad. Wunsch.
Wunsch?
Wunsch. We'll say Wunsch, like Munch. Yeah. We'll say Wunsch. This came from Kevin Wunsch, and he sent a Christmas card with his beautiful family. Oh, Kevin, you are like me. You're all girls in your house except for you. And he wrote me a letter, and it said, "Let me make a proclamation. I'm Rock Solid's worst fan. I rarely email, post a comment. I never review. I never call. I never donate." And he goes on and on and on. And but it's a nice letter about how he likes the show. And then he sent me two Amazon gift cards. So Kevin, you're the best fan. So thank you so much. Who writes a handwritten note and sends me a nice Christmas card? And you know what? Let's do a thing, Kevin. You don't have to send me. You have to send me a Christmas card now every year. You don't have to send me gift cards, but you can send me your family's Christmas card every year. I liked it. So thank you so much.
So nice.
Kevin, and I'm pronouncing it Wunsch.
Wunsch.
Wunsch. So Christy, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right other than all these rock and roll deaths, right?
It's pretty rough.
Like it's kind of a bring down.
We had
someone's good times.
Scott Weiland, Natalie Cole, David Bowie.
Alan Rickman.
He's rock and roll, yeah. Hardcore.
Lemmy. And most recently, Glenn Frey.
I don't even know what. Like, I don't even want to wake up in the morning and see who else is dead.
Disclosure, we're recording this on January 20th. So if anyone died in between,
gosh.
God forbid,
We've made it happen. We've made it happen.
You know,
Bruce Springsteen's on a tour right now. The first night of the tour, he played Rebel Rebel.
My parents were at that show.
They were at that show. And he also played 34 songs. That's a lot of songs. And then I'll tell you what, that's a lot of songs. And then, so then he had like three nights off. And then by the time he played the second night of the tour, which I think was last night, Glenn Frey had died. So he played Take It Easy for Glenn Frey. He's probably thinking, God damn, I'm going to have to sing someone else's song every goddamn night. I'm going to do Ace of Spades. I'm going to do whatever Natalie Cole sings. I don't even know when I heard tunes.
You going to sing a Sweeney Todd song?
Who's that?
For Alan Rickman.
Oh, that's pretty devastating. I got to tell you.
Yeah, that was, I didn't know. It's with Bowie, someone pointed out, every single picture you see of Bowie, he's smoking.
Yeah.
Which, you know, eventually you think maybe you don't smoke. Lemmy, you know, it's amazing. He lived to 70.
And never had those things lanced.
They might still be alive.
Christy, yes. Christy, when you see a picture of him, do you think, if I had a tiny thing, I actually have a little tiny thing right here by my nose. It's really tiny.
No, you don't. Yeah, I don't. No, you don't.
Right. And I want to have that taken off. I can't imagine having a set of dice on my on my face.
And women couldn't throw themselves at him any more than they did.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Also, that could easily probably be covered up with facial hair, but the choice of his facial hair.
Yeah, he would shave it
like,
right.
Shaved him right around.
Just
accentuates it more.
Whenever I see, even Christian Bale has a thing here, and it's pretty big. And I'm like, I think that would get in the way of your vision. Like, I think
especially
you could see
when you're Batman.
Yeah, when you get that mask on. But Scott Weiland, he was young, but I wasn't surprised.
Not surprised.
But Glenn Frey. Because I didn't know he was in the hospital. I didn't know he was having. I knew that the Eagles canceled their Kennedy Center Honors appearance because Glenn had to have some surgery. But that's all they said. They didn't say anything, but I guess he got pneumonia and a whole bunch of stuff in the hospital. So
yeah, that colitis, that's yeah. that's
colitis
something.
And pneumonia, they're like the two. They usually yeah. come. They usually finish it off. Yeah. Those Oof. People.
Here's what's scary. Here's what freaks me out is I was he was 67. Okay, now I'm 52. So I think, do I only have 15 years left? Yeah. You know what I mean? It's weird. Then I tell myself they lived hard.
They
drinking,
did.
Drinking
oh,
and
honey.
Drugging life.
For sure.
That I did not ever lead.
And we don't know about his family history.
That's true.
You know?
All I know are my parents are both will be 80 next year. So.
Great. Well, that bodes well
but
for you.
A little 67's really young.
That's rough.
And because he looked really great. I mean, he looked good.
Yeah.
So.
I know. It's really.
Rock and peace, all those dudes.
I know. I can't.
I know. It's a rough start to yeah. the 2016.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into this list.
Can I start it? I'm going to start it with a dead dude.
Sure. What are you
okay.
going
to do? Well, our theme is longest.
And this, we went through like three themes.
Yeah.
Like I would pick all my songs and then Chrissy would go, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
And then
this
I would,
one I felt. This one I felt because there were some varied fun things
yeah.
that, you know.
So we decided that we would do longer, longest, which are. So
they're all words.
They're all words.
Uh-huh.
And longest was tough.
Really? I think I had a longest.
I have one.
Okay.
We'll get to it later. Okay, but go okay. ahead. Who are you going to start with?
I'm going to start with Bon Scott's AC/DC with It's a Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll.
Just missed my being on my list. That song always sounds good.
Always.
Always sounds
good.
It's
so satisfying.
It is. That's a great word to use.
It is really. And I'll tell you, Bon Scott is one of those guys that I would not want to like meet in a dark alley. I would be fearful for myself.
If you jump down the YouTube rabbit hole of AC/DC with Bon Scott, for a while he's missing a tooth.
Oh, yeah.
But then he got that fixed. But man. I still cannot believe when I think that they released Highway to Hell, Bon Scott died, and a year later they released Back in Black with a new singer and just didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often. Talked about that, you and I, on the show? How amazing was that? It just does not happen.
And it's
like
and they didn't even, obviously they had that music written. They were probably waiting for Bon to put lyrics to it. Maybe they were probably working on an album. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. But,
I mean, Rainbow, they had lead singers that did well after Dio, but it wasn't the level of success.
I mean, this is pretty much universally like accepted.
Yeah.
I mean, not like they had a choice, but everyone's kind of like, yeah,
it's
that's
like,
fine.
It's not, what's the word? Is it divisive? Is that the word?
Yeah, that's a word.
Is that like Van Halen's a very divisive band. Am I using the word right?
I don't think so.
I don't think I am. Are you looking up the word?
Yeah.
I'm not smart. But yeah, it's everyone.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
What's
we
it
were
mean?
Wrong. Tending to cause disagreement or hostility between people. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, pretty smart.
No,
smart
nobody
guy.
Is divided about Van Halen, honey. Nobody.
No, no, no. I mean, everyone is divided. I mean,
no.
What do you mean?
You're saying like some people like the Sammy version, yeah. some people like David Lee Roth. No, yeah. you're wrong.
Well, I'm saying
99% of Van Halen fans.
Okay, what I'm saying is when Sammy came in, people. Hated that. That's what I mean.
Oh yeah.
Divisive.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But I don't know if it was because Bon died, but everyone accepted Brian, and no one. I never hear anyone. People might say, you know, I like the Bon Scott era better, but they're not like so like fucking pissed off about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but right. they wouldn't not go to the Dodger no, Stadium to see him.
Exactly. Yeah. Everyone. if you loved AC/DC, you still love AC/DC.
Yeah. And it didn't hurt that Back in Black was just. Top to tails, amaze.
I can listen to that.
Oh,
it's
timeless.
It's crazy.
It's
I know.
Crazy.
All right.
Let's forget about
on.
The check. We'll get hell to pay. Yeah. Right, everybody?
I know. Have a drink on me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the first song I'm going to play is by the aforementioned Glenn Frey, Rock and Peace. This is a song that the band used to play like in their live sets, like prior to recording their first album. It was a J.D. Souther song that J.D. actually recorded. And then in 2007, when they had a new album out, Long Road Out of Eden, they resurrected it and they actually recorded it. So this is a song called How Long.
If I never see the good old days shining in the sun, I'll be doing fine and then some.
Having such a Facebook argument with this guy right now, who is saying, that Glenn Frey and the Eagles are basically crap, and David Bowie is the trendsetter, and I'm like,
I hate that too.
That's, and you
unfair.
Know what? I said, yeah.
Even if it's true, he died. Just say, condolences. Yeah, keep your opinion.
But it makes
to
me so mad too, because I did some research to argue, and I was like, look, David Bowie did do all the things you said. But to be honest, the Eagles have sold 50 times more albums. Bowie doesn't have any multi-platinum albums.
Huh.
I looked on Wikipedia, and I think for albums and stuff, I think those stats are pretty accurate. Like, but in a, you know, he doesn't, not like,
that's interesting.
Not, like what was it? Hotel California sold like 16 million copies.
Crazy.
Yeah. So look, some people were connecting with that and some people were buying it. Now, the song I just played was off their 2007 album. That sold 7 million copies in 2007. So come on.
Just because something's not edgy doesn't mean it's not good.
Or doesn't connect with a group of people.
Well, right. I think,
look, I love David Bowie. And look, David Bowie and Glenn Frey are completely different.
Yes.
But none less good or none better than the other, just different.
Different.
And you would,
different skill
and
sets.
No, I would not put them in the same category at all, ever.
Right.
But come on.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It makes me so angry.
I know. Some people just like, stuff that's of the people is just,
I own every David Bowie album and I own every Eagles album. And, it's just, come on.
Right. Well, we got another one coming up that I'm playing, but I want to play now. This is an artist, Morgan Page, who's a DJ. I only discovered while Shazamming.
And where were you? Were you at?
I was either
BevMo.
I was at West Elm. This, I think.
What is West Elm? I don't know what that is.
It's like a chic furniture store, but it's on the cheap.
Looks chic, but it's a little more affordable.
Correct.
All right.
And this is The Longest Road.
Okay.
Giddy up and go, man. Different place, different time. All the stars are in their prime. Pastel trailer parks are so bright to hide the dark. All is quiet in the yard. Giddy up and go, dust. All the cars turn to rust. You got no means for wanderlust.
He's actually a guy, Morgan Page.
Yeah. No, the singer is Lissy.
Oh, okay.
But he's a DJ, and he has one song with Tegan and Sarah that I think I Shazammed in the bathroom once, and I can't remember the name of that one. Video, I think. But anyway, I've discovered him through the
world of
wonders
Shazam.
Of technology. Yes.
I love it. I still remember the first time I saw Shazam. Chris Hardwick was at our house, and he showed it to us. He's like, look at this cool app. So this was so long ago, and I was just like, what the hell is that?
It's
amazing.
It was
like the craziest thing.
Yeah. I often I'll have to shush people. Like I'm in the toy store. I'm like, what is this? I'm holding my phone up.
This is, I'm going back to 1972. This is the Hollies.
Oh.
This is Long Cool Woman.
Uh-huh.
In a black dress.
Song.
Terrific.
Yeah. When was the last time you heard that?
You know, it comes up in my rotation sometimes.
In your rotation?
Yeah. And I had a feeling, sometimes I'm like, okay, Pat's going to play. There's a few, couple of them. I gambled with the AC/DC because I'm like, oh, he might
that. No, I think I've played that before, so I took it out. Uh-huh. But yeah, I have a playlist that has like the Animals, the Association, the Birds, the Dave Clark Five, the Grassroots, the Hollies. Mm. I have all those guys in a list together. Herman's Hermits. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I do. And then sometimes I'll play that, and the girl, my kids will go, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's 100 years old, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, I was talking to someone about this. What at this point is in the public domain? Like how many years back, if someone doesn't renew a copyright, is it like 100 or 50?
Are you talking about music or?
Music.
Boy, I don't know. Why?
I'm just curious.
Is there a song you have your eye on that you want to purchase?
Well, for season two of Everyone's Crazy But Us, I want Janet Varney to sing a song. She plays a guitar. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if there's
some... Does she sing too, or does she just play guitar?
It doesn't matter to me. I just want her to get that guitar.
And is it is the song
mind.
You're thinking of, is it 100 years old?
No. But I was just curious. What I think 100 might be too far back.
It's Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday is public domain now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Writers rejoice.
Yep. Now you can put it in your scripts.
That's
people,
right.
People don't have to sing some fake happy, happy birthday. We're glad that you are here. Some
right,
crap.
Right. Anyway, I was just curious if anyone knows any.
If anyone does, post it on the Rock Solid Facebook page.
Now, I don't know if this is against the rules
mm-hmm.
because the song title doesn't have long in it, the person's name does. Long John Baldry.
What am I going to do? What am I going to say?
Are you going to
play it?
Okay.
Just
I discovered.
It. People at home will know you cheated, but.
No.
We're fine.
Wait. Long John Baldry, a name I'd heard in various Led Zeppelin mm-hmm. biographies, unauthorized and otherwise.
Okay.
And so I discovered him, and of course, Rhino put out something, but this one is It Ain't Easy.
Mountaintop, and you look out across the sea, and you know there's another place perhaps that a young man could be, and you jump down to the rooftops, and you look out across the town, and you know there's a lot of strange things circulating around.
It's a good song, even if it's not in.
Hey,
the raconteurs do it.
Oh,
yeah,
they do.
Because I was gonna say it sounds very Jack White-ish, like he would like that. And then I was like, wait, I thought he did it. Yeah, so
Long John Baldry, one of the dudes that inspired Robert Plant and various.
That's true,
other
and
members.
Probably Rod Stewart too. I think talks about. Long John Baldry didn't. I think Elton John took the John name from Long John Baldry. Kyle will let us know that.
Okay.
Right, Kyle?
Yep.
All right. Peter Grant, that's another one. I do not want to meet in a dark alley. I would be scared.
I want to talk about, for my next song, I want to talk about a guy sent me an email. Guy's name is Don Saw, S-A-W. I don't know if that's a fake name. The heading of Don, the subject line of Don's email was "Lay off, yes." And I guess he when
did
I
did you reply no
no
when well that wasn't then, me
no, no,
I
then,
would never
no then we had a conversation and I let him know that, you know, anytime I say prog rock bullshit, it's just a joke. I go, I like that stuff. I go, but I like to introduce it by saying, let's hear some prog rock bullshit. But if I didn't like it, I wouldn't play it. So, Don, get ready for some prog rock bullshit. Here's a little long distance runaround from Yes. Look at that noodling. It's a lot of bullshit there, Don, but I love it.
Sounds like a pasta.
Long distance run around.
wonder what John Anderson's voice sounds like now. I mean, obviously, it couldn't possibly sound that good with age, right?
That sounds like you're setting me up to play one of your goofy, like,
songs.
No,
I have nothing. I have nothing. Honest to God, I don't have...
I'm curious.
I don't know.
I mean, do we know what he sounds like?
Could you look on YouTube for John Anderson, 2015 probably. Let's just hear what he sounds like.
Yeah. Just his speaking voice, if he's just saying,
speaking
hey.
Voice.
Nothing on the Elton John front.
Nothing?
No, yeah, right. I couldn't really find.
I'll look while you look for that.
What do you want to hear? Awaken?
I don't know that song. Sorry, yes song?
Phil Lynott. That's another one, by the way, I wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley.
What do you got?
Here's one. This is Wondrous Stories and Long Distance.
Okay.
All right, let's just hear it. That was the song we just played.
Oh, that's like the worst quality.
That's the worst quality of anyone recording anything.
We're stopping recording, right?
Yeah, we're just listening to this for the three of us. Kyle's still looking. As long as I tell the people what's going on, it's fine.
Oh, no.
It's hard to find him actually singing.
Huh. All right, we'll look.
He's literally just standing there.
Long distance.
Conducting.
Run around. Sounds like a Muppet. All right, Christy, it's your turn.
Oh, good. I discovered the band Cake in the 90s.
At a grocery store.
No, this was pre-Spotify, but this is one of my favorites. I love Comfort Eagle. I love the whole thing. This is Short Skirt, Long Jacket, and listen for the vibra slap. Ooh. The vibra slap, everyone. Right. There it is, right there.
Is that what that thing's called? I never knew what it was called. That's at the beginning of Crazy Train.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
I like that song.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Do you not know that song?
I don't know that song. Oh. I don't think I have any Cake in my library.
It's funny. Like they're funny and.
But it's not too.
It's singing like this, right. Though, which I like. I mean, it's
not
fun.
It's not too much like They Might Be Giants, which is kind of.
No, it's it's less jokey.
Yes.
Than that.
Yeah, I like that. Do you like Cake, Kyle?
No.
You like pie? You don't like birthday cake.
I do like birthday cake.
You don't like icing.
Yeah, I'm not a big icing fan.
Yeah. My oldest daughter.
I'd much rather have a cookie than cake.
Well,
my husband's like that. You're both insane. It's fine.
Like, would you rather have a giant, like at work, if they got you a giant cookie for your birthday?
Yes, that would be fine, but I don't like that Toll House icing.
Icing that they put in the cookie. You just want a big cookie.
I just want a big cookie.
All right.
Good or a blonde brownie.
Or a tall blonde, huh?
What's happening?
I don't know. I forget how you feel about this band. This is from their 2007 album, Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace, Foo Fighters. This is Long Road to Ruin. Great video. Funny video. Love the Foo Fighters.
You know, they are one of those bands, like, you know when there's a show on the air?
Yeah.
And you're like, it's already three seasons in and everyone's talking about it, mm-hmm. and you're like, you know what? I'm going to just pass this one by because I don't have the time to invest.
I know what you're talking
to
about.
To catch up.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way about the Foo Fighters. People love them. They're very fantastic.
I jumped in early, so.
Okay, yeah.
But, I love them.
People do.
Have you? They seem to do well.
They seem to do really well.
Have you seen many movies lately? Have you seen? Let me ask you this. Yes. Have you seen?
Sounds like you didn't like any of them.
Let me ask you.
I'll say Trainwreck, my favorite. Everything else pales.
Yeah, I have some problems with Trainwreck, but it's cool. It's okay. It's just too Trainwreck a little too long.
Oh please!
And that scene that and spoilers if you haven't fucking seen it. Spoilers to anything we talk about.
Anything.
All spoilers. Glenn Frey died. Spoilers. That scene where they want to do like an intervention and Matthew Broderick and Marv Albert's, that scene sucks.
That's Judd being Judd. Yes. Like, Judd wanted to judicious little cuts in like in all his movies.
For the longest time, I didn't realize Matthew Broderick was supposed to be himself. I thought he was like another announcer, and that was just
Pilar was like, why is Matthew Broderick there? He goes, because Broadway probably has a hip injury or a knee injury or something.
I don't even remember that. To me, her performance, her story, the journey, I was there with her, her relationship with the father, and to men and
Those things, all of that.
Yeah, there were little things. It's like, okay, we could trim up the scene in the boardroom, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, and I just, you know, it's supposed to be all hardcore and everything, and then they had like that cutesy dance scene at the end, and I thought that was kind of out of place with the rest of the tone of the movie.
Yeah, but it was, to me, that was just like, hey, we're still a movie, and it was cute, and she was cute, and I forgave it because I, you know, they're like, oh, he likes Billy Joel, and even that, you know, terrible song. So I don't know. I kind of, there was something that I found endearing about it. But what movie were you going to ask about?
Did you see The Hateful Eight?
No, because I didn't get the screener. Like, I'll watch the screeners first.
Yeah.
And I've heard enough negative, and I loved Inglourious Basterds. I loved the Kill Bills. Love Django.
Yep.
Love. Mm-hmm. Not so crazy about Pulp Fiction and whatever.
Really? You don't like Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs?
No. It seems a little like contrived and like, meh, look at us trying to be edgy. Meh. Whereas the rest of them, and again, that's just whatever. He's a genius, and I, who am I to judge him? But I heard enough negative that I'm like, I don't want to sully my love.
I won't talk about it because in 2 weeks from when this airs, we're doing a Tarantino tunes with Mike Schmidt, who is the biggest Tarantino freak I know. We're probably going to come to blows when we talk about 848. Everything else I like too.
You know who has a song in a Tarantino movie? Elliot Easton. I'm just telling you.
Yes, he does. It's in Jackie Brown.
Yes.
And it's with the Tiki Gods.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll play that.
Okay.
That'll be a good movie.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
Underrated.
No, you know what I was going to ask you about? I was going to ask you about TV because you're a TV writer.
Well,
doesn't mean you don't write movies. You do that too. But did you try to watch Billions?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't want to.
Okay, because I turned it off at
the first time you saw Damian Lewis
when he was at the pizza shop. That, like,
oh,
at the beginning.
First of all, that first scene, spoilers.
The first scene, Paul Giamatti, he's tied up on the floor, dominatrix scene. She burns him with a cigarette, and then she gets over top of him, and then she pees on him to put it out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, already, they're just trying so hard to be edgy.
Agreed.
And then he has a meeting, and they go, who's in charge of that? Blah, blah, blah. It's at Damian Lewis. And then they cut to the pizza shop. He's eating pizza, and he goes, I love this fucking pizza. And he's with a woman. And I'm like, I wouldn't talk like that. I'm doing it with you because you're not a lady. But you know what I mean? Like, he's out, and he's like, I love this fucking pizza. And then the guy said, hey, we don't usually open this early. And then a guy comes in, and he goes, hey, remember when we used to come here when we were kids? And I was like, oh my God, I can't take it.
Okay. It's hard in a pilot to put everything. I thought there were enough surprises. I didn't want to watch it at all because I'm like, I'm so sick of men's stories with all men men. I'm sick of it. I'm done. I've saturated.
There are a billion of them in this one.
That said, and also the subject matter, yawn. Like, ugh.
Yeah. I know.
I've just, please, enough. That said, and Paul Giamatti, who has the tendency to like just overacting McGee, all of that having been said.
Right.
It had Gary and I watched it together. We're like, it had us. We were like,
all right. So you're saying
their struggle, their characters, their, I just, I Yeah, I'm in the surprises. Enough little surprises to make you go like, okay, this is something.
Because it turns out Damian Lewis was the dominatrix.
Now, look, I watched five, 6 minutes tops of this, so I will go. Okay. I will give it an. I will check it out.
Please do, because I was the first person to be like, Gary, we have plenty of other things to watch. Must we watch this?
Vinyl's coming back. Vinyl's
okay, those trailers look terrible. It's hard so to do a rock and roll movie. It's hard without looking ridiculous.
I mean, and look, let's be honest. Bobby Cannavale, he's good 50% of the time.
Don't get him. Stop trying to make Bobby Cannavale happen.
Right.
It's just not like I don't get it.
So many
like
times.
If someone needs to be typecast, it's him. Like, you know what I mean? Like put him in Billions. You know, make him the guy at the pizza shop. Like, hey, we don't open this early. That's him.
I don't know how he became a thing.
And what's with everyone looking all 70s except the musician, like who has looks like he's out of 2 years ago?
I know.
Like what? Like you need to save the music industry. Yeah. What? The music industry was doing great back then. And like you know, what
Ray
are they
Romano?
Talking about?
I say, Ray Romano's in. I say if you're in a period piece too, you have to start growing your own hair because the wigs never work.
Never.
I don't know why they're able to make a dinosaur in Jurassic Park look real and they can't make a wig look real.
No. In a 70s movie. I will say, I love the font.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, the font.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, the font is good.
You guys
want to talk about Sesame Street on HBO? How was that?
Well, it's what I found out is it's going to be on HBO first, but then it goes to PBS.
Oh, well, then I'm not watching it.
It's not like...
I don't understand. Like, do they curse? Like, why is it on HBO? Like, or like, do they deal with like...
Elmo was at a dominatrix.
Yeah. Animal was banging some groupies.
Like, well, I really don't understand.
I don't know either. I haven't even watched that new Muppets show. Is that any good?
I haven't either. No, I haven't seen it.
No.
I heard everyone hated it, but then it still kept airing.
Still going.
So I guess no one hated it that much.
All right. Back to music, I guess. Christy, what's your next song?
Well, it's The Cars, speaking of, from Candio.
Yep.
This is You Can't Hold On Too Long.
Of course, I didn't pick this because I knew you would.
I can't put out your fire. I know it's
that
too
voice.
Late. I can't be up for hire. It's not my best trade. The gallow glass is cracking. It's starting to smash. How can you cry without blinking the lash? Your feelings crossing, waving. You're on the edge of the curve. You're pushing and popping. You don't get enough. You wish that it was over. You never slow down. You're looking for kicks. There's nothing around.
That is a deep album cut.
I know, but it's good. Like, it's
a great
good song.
Song,
but it is a deep cut.
I love Candio. It's it's not as good as the debut, but it's very close. It's like a perfect second album.
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's like it's a perfect second album because it's like it can't be as good as the first.
Nothing ever could.
It's rare. It's rare that your Carole King and Tapestry is your second album.
Yeah.
It's rare. My next song, I'm not even going to say what it is. This is another guy rocking peace, and we'll know the title of the song as soon as he starts singing.
Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean, higher than any bird ever flew, longer than.
If you like the Time Life sounds of the 70s.
1979 just got in there.
It's a beautiful song, everybody.
I do love Dan Fogelberg.
It's a beautiful, beautiful song.
I'm bummed I never got to see him.
That is what they play at those infomercials.
I know.
I'm bummed I never... Dean Cain comes out. It's the songs of the 70s.
I like it's simple and, you know,
it's not hurting anyone.
It's not hurting anyone.
I'm sure someone's going to send me an email that says, that's no sound and vision.
You're right.
Fogelberg's got nothing on Bowie. By the way, we're doing a live tribute show to David Bowie. We're going to record it at the Hollywood Improv Lab. That's on February 17th. Anyone in the SoCal area?
Or outside of it.
Or outside. Yeah,
drive in.
Fly in.
For heaven's sake.
It's free. 5:30 to 7:00. It's during happy hour. Grab yourself a drink and some appies.
Yeah. And, it's going to be fun.
We're going to play some David Bowie music. Former guest of the show, Heather Stewart, is going to sing acoustically two David Bowie songs. And I don't even know what she's going to sing. She could do Less Dance. She could do Putting Out Fire with Gasoline. I don't know what she's going to do. She's going to do two solo acoustic songs.
That's so cool.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So look, instead of recording in this room, we're going to record someplace else.
With some people and be like, hey, everybody.
Yeah. Even if 10 people show up, then it's a party for us.
Premium wines, I'm sure, available.
I'm sure, in a box. and Kyle, you're going to sit, when we recorded with Sammy Hager, you were, when I see the pictures now, it doesn't look good. You were.
No, I was pretty far in the corner.
You were in the corner, but didn't I say you should be up here?
Yeah, but it was,
you didn't want to do it.
The way that the plug situation
wouldn't
have worked.
Yeah, you're going to be right up with us, because in the pictures now I look, he's back in the corner. Like I shared someone in the picture, they go, what's Kyle doing? He's playing the music. They go, why have him on stage if he's the whole way back here? I go, stupid. It's just dumb.
That's okay.
You live and learn.
Who took the picture where you're like in the...
A professional photographer.
Okay, yeah, that was good.
That travels with Sammy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, those are worth it. Those are great.
And he
great.
Sent me everyone like the next day. They were the coolest people. Then they were like, hey, you should have Joe Satriani on the show. I'm like, okay. And they're like, let me hook you up. So
nice.
Talking to Joe Satriani's people. I know, it's crazy. They were so nice.
Yeah.
The people were so nice. And Chris Isaak, did you see him in
those pictures? Yes. Oh, yeah.
He just showed up. He's David Wilde's friend. So he just showed up. He sat in the audience.
Like in the back.
He was dressed like a detective from Twin Peaks. He had a suit on and so nice. Like, I mean, like, just talking. Hey, what are you guys up to? Just, like, seemed really happy to be there. Crazy.
It seemed like a lot of fun.
It was really fun. And I will tell you this. I would say 90%, at least 90% of the people that were there were not there for Rock Solid. They were there for Sammy Hagar. So they didn't know who I was. They didn't know anything about the show. And what was nice was as we left the stage and walking through the people, everyone was like, this was awesome. I'm going to check out your podcast. You should do this again. Blah, blah, blah. So nothing but great people. So hopefully we got some listeners out of that too. But it was
you get a bunch
of
emails. Not enough Sammy songs on this episode.
know, right?
How did they hear about it? Like how did they?
Sammy put it on his website.
Oh, okay.
And tweeted about
sense.
It. And Amoeba Records in San Francisco was a sponsor of the show.
Oh,
so
cool.
It was good.
I have a Cat Stevens song. Am I next?
Yeah, I think you are. That's perfect, Dan Fogelberg to Cat Stevens.
Right? This is Longer Boats.
I don't know if I know this song.
It's from T for the Tillerman.
Longer boats are coming to win us. They're coming to win us. They're coming to win us. The longer boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door.
When I was in college, I worked for WRUF, which was the AM station. There was a FM, Rock 104, and the AM station that was there on the campus. And it was all oldies.
Were you on air personality?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I would love tapes of that.
I know I have some of these, the reel-to-reels.
Reel-to-reel. You got to get those dubbed onto some CD or something.
I don't know how. I know I've got something. There's got to be someone who does it. And I did some commercials too. Like we would do little spots and, anyway, that's how I discovered, Cat Stevens, like in college, you know, when it's all the 90s and everything going on, I just remember, I have such a memory of like Cat Stevens being part of all.
And was it just,
that time.
Was it just, did you have a producer? Was it just you in the booth doing everything?
Well,
you're dropping
the
needle.
It was the AM station. And so we had carts, which were like, 8-track tapes of all the songs.
Okay.
So we would, and they kind of, you know, gave us a thing that a programming playlist or whatever. And, but there'd be certain times when like, oh, it didn't time out and I could pick whatever. And there were just certain songs that I kind of discovered that way. And of course the dudes at Rock 104, like they have like, you know, CDs and they could, you know, that's how I got to very briefly meet Billy Squier. It was, you know, there was some Rock 104 event.
Did you meet him in the dark?
No, I met him on his bus.
Nice.
But I was just too, like, those guys were like, they had, they were, had, what is it called? They had, golden-throated, the guys that the Rock 104 guys. And I'm like, I just couldn't. And I was so nervous. And I'm like, I can't talk and say things that come out of my mouth. So I didn't even try to throw my hat into that fray. But I do have very...
Were you funny? Were you trying to be funny?
No. I mean, I think just... I like made like, when I'd play Horse with No Name, I'd make like, you know, some joke about like, oh, he's been in the desert and he can't name the horse. I mean, I don't... I think it was just something very...
Did your friends listen?
No. I did at one point. I did the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Shift. And that was, you know, just me in the building by myself, you know.
That's what happened in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. The woman is in and they come and get her.
It was a very interesting time. And then I would engineer the old guys that would, I mean, old guys, like they were in their 70s or 80s, long dead, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Otis Boggs, who's Wade Boggs' like uncle or cousin or something. Wow. And then this other guy that Jim Finch was a big University of Florida guy. And so I'd engineer their show. It was very silly. And anyway, I have such a great memory of my time as a DJ. And I remember when they wanted to switch it to all talk and just take the DJs away, that I put together, like, I want to tell you about like new music, this alternative. And so I made a thing, an hour long tape of like me being a DJ with like Lenny Kravitz and the Spin Doctors. And I put it together as kind of like, come on, can we do this? But they don't care. Like, they don't care. They're just like, we've got to make money and whatever. Yeah. And they have also, Rock 104 became like country, whatever. And so like, that's a whole different thing now too. But
if the planets had aligned correctly, how great would it have been for us to be VJs?
Oh, I can't even think about it. Like, I can't even think about how my life would be different if I was born in New York or in California. Like, I can't, I would certainly be much more ahead of the game than I am like now.
You could have been on the air with exactly what you're wearing right now. Those glasses and the jean jacket over the AC/DC shirt. Perfect.
Right? Yeah. I was kind of a little bit heavier set as a teenager.
Oh, come on.
I would not with my bad perms. It would.
What was the highest you ever clocked in at?
Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, Pat. Oh my gosh.
What if she said she was like 220?
No, but no.
I know, I'm joking. I want to ask you, what I thought you were going to tell a Cat Stevens story.
No, just I played him a lot when I was at that AM station. And so to me, when I think of college, even though there was all this new music and, you know, the Simpsons and, you know, whatever, we had all there was this kind of throwback thing that I had because I worked at that station.
And you were bound by FCC regulations and everything on that radio station?
Yes. Yeah. I actually have a license. Now they make you pay I have a radio license. And one time, I forgot to do the emergency broadcast thing. I checked it off and I forgot. And my boss like came to me, I don't know, when I showed up at school or whatever. And he's like, you didn't air that. And that's a big thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Did you get a fine?
I don't know what happened, but I was really like, cause I'm a very responsible person.
Yeah. You don't like to get in trouble.
Have they ever had to use the emergency broadcast system?
I don't know, but it's there if we need it, Kyle.
They sure as hell tested a lot.
This is very much like college radio here.
This is,
think about it,
the college radio station I wish I had
probably
been part
this is
of.
Probably run more smoothly than college radio.
Oh, I'm sure.
And equal listener base.
We had a college radio station where I went to school, St. Vincent College, liberal arts Catholic college in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And so we couldn't even get the radio station in the dorm. Like, we couldn't even pick it up in the dorm. So I remember, like, my friend's like, I'm on air tonight. I'm like, I'll listen. I'm like, dude, we can't even get it in the dorm. He's like, I'm not doing this anymore. Because he's like, what, am I just going to play records for myself then?
Yeah, where would you have to be to get, like, right outside?
They just had like, no, I don't know, tower. I don't know what they didn't have.
Wow.
That guy was being punked. All right, here we go. More music.
Put him in a closet with a record player. It's all hooked up.
This gentleman is getting up there in age, but he is still alive. He's the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band. Hmm. This is from a solo album called Long Line, and the title track, Long Line, from Peter Wolf.
So here I am, baby, right back where I've been. I've been tossed around and twisted up. I'm on the outside.
spirit blues I'm trying, cause it's uphill all the time. It's a long, long line.
Unmistakably Peter Wolf. Like, yes. That voice, that is him.
And this is the weirdest thing. I'm okay with Jay Giles Band. I like their hits.
Okay, yeah.
I love Peter Wolf's solo albums. I own every single one.
Lights Out, Elliot Easton plays on that.
I know. I've seen him in concert solo 3 times here in California. I saw him at the House of Blues when Pilar and I were first dating. Then I saw him at Largo. And then he played... there's like this hotel on Vine right now where maybe it's called I forget what it's called.
Oh.
It's a tiny, tiny room. Like there was hardly, I bet 100 people there. And it was,
wow.
And he rocked it like he was at a stadium. So good.
I love that.
Yeah. And told people to put their phones away too. He's like, look, I'm right here. He's like, if I can see that you're on it. Not cool.
We could go around. I could remember everyone's name.
Yeah, he did that magic trick for us. And then and I got his autograph afterwards, and he came out after, and he had a big white bathrobe on just over his clothes and just came out.
He came out and he was just on his phone the whole time.
He was naked. No, he was nice. Yeah.
All right.
Dyes that hair jet black.
I'm like the hair dye.
Hair dye's tough.
It's tough because, like, look at Jimmy Page. Once he said, I'm going to let go of this, yeah. It actually looks great.
I mean,
with the salt and pepper.
If you have a full head of hair, guys, you don't have to dye it.
You don't have to.
Full head of hair is better than no hair. So just let it go.
Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah. Let it go gray. Right. But they're all dyeing it right now. You know?
It's so.
And they're all dyed.
And they're all dying.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, Christy, how angry will this make you? So.
Uh-oh. What?
Well, this is going to make you angry.
Oh, my God.
There's a triple bill on tour this summer. It's Heart, Cheap Trick.
I know what you're going to say.
And Joan Jett.
Yep.
And who's opening that show?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was because they're calling it like the...
Calling it the rock and roll.
Yeah.
But what's angering me is that Cheap Trick is opening.
I see.
I don't think they should.
No, Joan Jett should open.
Joan Jett should open. I mean, Heart obviously closes.
Yeah.
But
why would Heart be any bigger than Cheap Trick?
Well, Heart's got huge hits from the 80s. They were gigantic in the 80s for multiple albums. They really were.
Okay.
But, and Cheap Trick's gone out with Heart before, and Heart always plays after Cheap Trick.
Okay.
But that Joan Jett is going after Cheap Trick isn't, I don't like that.
I love her. Don't get me wrong.
And so do I.
But, history has remembered her better than those of us who...
I've been touting out things that I own. I own all the Heart albums, I own all the Cheap Trick albums, and I own all the Joan Jett albums. And I don't mean in my... When I say that, I don't mean in my iTunes. I mean they're on a shelf. You can touch them. So I own all those albums.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great. But she's the opener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Oh, play all your covers first.
Oy.
Yeah, play your covers.
Get off the stage.
You're up.
Okay,
what's your next
I'm up.
Tune?
Remember the Virgin Megastore?
Yes. And Mary.
Oh my gosh, love. They used to give out these free CDs that had songs on them.
A compilation CD.
Correct.
Of new artists.
This was from 2002. A band called The Music. Anyone?
No.
This is Take the Long Road and Walk It.
All right.
Good, right? Virgin Absolutely. Recommends. Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel good about this. I tweeted earlier, recording right now with @ChristySMan, much Glenn Frey talk. And David Wild says, well, if @ChristyMan is there, clearly the heat is on.
Oh, David. He doesn't tweet back. I always, like, I'll be like, oh, that's it. I'll make a thing. And then I'm like, he's busy. He puts his stuff out there.
And he is busy. I'm amazed that he gets his steps in and that he can tweet as much as he can.
Yeah. And he's got a show with Phil Rosenthal starting.
Yeah. 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 And he, what was his funny? He had the funniest line to open up the Sammy show. He said, it's a good thing Sammy's going after me because I'm paraphrasing, because I'm Jewish and I'm balding. And Sammy always, he goes, and I can't sing. And Sammy always does really good after that when he follows that combination or something. That's what he meant. He was referring to Dave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he put a scarf on and swung a sword around.
Yeah, yeah. And then he did a high kick off, and it was David singing. But here's another song. You're going to know what it is as soon as it starts. So, Kyle, I would turn it up before you start it. And this is a classic. I love this song.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before.
Timeless.
Like, just
when I was queuing my songs at the kitchen table tonight, this came on and Pilar was like, oh, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry. Turn off.
It's devastating.
I know. Well, luckily I don't have to cue that one. It's gonna start right at the beginning.
Oh.
Nancy Grace had Donnie Wahlberg on.
To talk about Stephen Avery.
To talk about Making a Murderer. And she's like, Donnie. You play
a cop on television.
She's like, you do not think he is innocent. He's like, no, I don't. I think he's guilty. And she's like, why do you feel that? He's like, when I watched it, it seemed fishy to me. I'm like, what?
You ever see those Saw movies that I'm in?
I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Like, she goes, we will have new videos never seen. Everything she showed.
I wish someone would frame her for murder.
Right? We started watching that because I'm like, oh, I want to see this new stuff. Yeah. Because to me, whatever these little dribs and drabs that I've heard of new stuff, including the crazy ex-wife or whatever, it still doesn't. How do I say this? I still think there was reasonable doubt. Yeah. All of these dribs and drabs. And so she does this whole thing and I'm like, where's the new stuff? Where's the thing that you touted? Because, you know.
I don't just that what you just said, beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yes.
How can anyone sit? Look, you don't want me in your jurors room because I would not fucking budge. You guys could camp out for years.
Hey, man,
I'm not moving.
You're getting $17 a day, free meals.
Yeah, man, I'm not moving.
Yeah, I'm staying there forever.
This is great. But because there's no way that those people could say, yeah, a lot of damning evidence on this guy. There's not.
I mean, I am curious. I got the People magazine.
Okay.
And I'm going to read.
People behind you.
And I'm going to read and see, like, okay, apparently they're like, he always requested her and that there was some of this kind of stuff. And I said, okay, that seems interesting.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know that that's proves any more motive.
No.
And then there were some things I've read on the internet that are like, oh, and it'll say something like he had some bleach on his pants. And I'm like, somebody said to somebody, and I'm like, I just don't believe anyone in that family. No. First of all,
he's not smart enough.
I know, right?
That's
he's
a sad
not.
Thing to say, but
and he's just, not.
And just the fact that he is steadfast. You know, he's just like, no, I didn't. No, the one footage they showed, the guy said, "So look, you accidentally, she was over, and this accidentally happened." He goes, "No, not at all." And then the guy goes, "So you deliberately?" I'm like, I would punch that guy in the face.
Ken Kratz. In his high voice. Oh, my God, Ken Kratz.
With his sexting.
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
I mean, it's very enraging. Now, I am, you know, I'm curious to happens.
You show me some evidence that he did it. I'll be like, okay, he did it.
But right.
I'm not seeing any of it.
Yeah. And, like, who took some of his blood out of the thing? Like, who did that?
Who did that?
Yeah, like here's the thing. Here's the thing. Even if you said like, okay, he did it, whatever. There's not enough evidence to convict him.
Yeah,
exactly. Agreed.
Like, and I don't think, you know, and I think that the state or the city or the county or whoever,
Manitowoc.
Yeah, they did plant some to even make
for
it a
sure
strong,
the key
case.
Was planted. Oh, yeah. That is a fact.
I like the blood that clearly looks like it was put on with a Q-tip.
It so looked like it was put on with a Q-tip.
They're like, it's ridiculous. It's almost like someone went, is that enough? And they go, do another one down here.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
Yeah.
Those are some hasty.
It's just
some hasty.
Reasonable doubt.
Yep.
Reasonable doubt.
Yep.
And her family was creepy.
Her brother and the ex-boyfriend. Those guys.
Yeah.
Check, look into this.
Dead-eyed.
And the roommate, even though they didn't really interview him.
Yeah. Let's check in on them. Those guys.
Because I don't know. Like, if it was me and I lost a beloved family member, I wonder, would I just be like trying to pile on to that person, or would I be like, I just want to get to the bottom of this and I want the right person to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying, you think at any time the mother was in that trial and thought to herself, I do not think this guy did it.
Well, it's very much like that.
Are you just so lasered in on anyone?
I think they brainwashed all those people. I mean, again, I don't know if there is more damning evidence that they keep saying that is out there, but I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you one thing about the Stephen Avery. Ladies love him. He just keeps getting ladies.
Oh, that ex-wife. And I love how she's the gospel that she says, like, it was, you know, they made her say this and that. I'm like, mm-mm.
Well, they say that she's a drunk.
Oh, she's the worst. She's the worst.
TV talk on Rock Solid.
And that poor, what's his name, Brandon. That one's the real.
If anything,
that's tough.
He's the one who should definitely 100% be out.
Well, I think Nancy Grace called him a cold-blooded killer.
Yep. Yeah, he looks like it.
She is nuts. How is she allowed to broadcast?
Do you think they'll make a movie and cast Paul Dano as that kid?
Oh, dear. That would be perfect.
Yes. I thought Rick Moranis could play the lawyer, the blonde lawyer that was just wanted the spotlight for a while. Remember him?
That guy looked like Lou Holtz.
And then, yeah.
And then the Stevens one attorney looked like a young Bob Newhart. Newhart.
Yeah.
Okay. Young. And the other one could be Stephen Colbert, maybe. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Your pick. you're okay. You're up.
Me. How many do we have left? We got to wrap it up soon, right?
We've been recording for 58 minutes, and I promised you that this would go 75 minutes, so we have a couple.
Okay, well, that's all I have left, so that's good. Speaking of Billy Squier,
mm-hmm.
there was a record that he produced with Jim Steinman called Signs of Life.
Oh, yeah.
The first song on the first side is this, All Night Long. Because track two was, of course, the notorious Rock Me Tonight.
That guy got that Rock Me Tonight video ruined his career.
That's not a bad song.
It's not.
No, it's not. It's just the video.
It's fine.
Kenny Ortega directed that.
You know what? I know I've talked about this on the show. I had no idea. No idea the Bruja. No idea. Yeah. All of a sudden, Billy Squier wasn't as popular anymore, and I just had no idea.
Even when I saw the video back then, I didn't think anything of it.
So he rips off his shirt. Like, everyone's shirtless in those things. Yeah. Come on now.
All the videos in that era, for the most part,
are cheesy.
Cheesy. Most of them are bad set.
But for some reason, man, that guy just got taken down.
I mean, I have to tell you, my husband said something to me the other day. It really made me question our whole marriage. Because I love Mike Airy, but he's just not aware about music. Like music, he doesn't, he's not.
He's a sports guy.
He rolls calls in the car. Like he doesn't, or listens to Stern. Like he doesn't listen to music. And the other day we were talking about Freddie Mercury. Uh-huh. And it was news to him that Freddie was gay.
Wow. How did he avoid that all these years?
News. It was news to him.
Was he shocked? Was it shocking?
No, he just was like, oh, I didn't. No, he was like, oh, so he had AIDS. Not that you get AIDS for being gay. I'm just meaning like he was like, oh, was he a big drug user? And I go, well, I don't know, but I do know that he was gay.
He was probably pretty promiscuous, maybe.
Right.
And then did Gary say, come on, next? Now I guess you're going to tell me the guys in the Village People were also gay.
And George Michael.
Honestly, I was like.
And Andy Dick.
And Boy George.
One of his jokes that he does is like a popular.
And Murray.
Sorry, I stepped on that. It was really funny. But one of his jokes is like a song will come on that's really popular. Yeah. And he'll be like, deep cut. It's a deep cut.
Okay. I like that.
That's funny. That's a good joke. Take my track 10 and move it up into the track 8 position. This is the only song. I actually had two songs that had the word longest in. One was a John Mellencamp song from one of his recent albums, and I ain't playing that. So play this one.
Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. If you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write.
I was such a big Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons fan that when this album came out, I really loved this. I thought it was so much fun, this album. What do you think of it?
I like it more now as an adult than I did as a teenager, I think. You know, I can appreciate it more and enjoy that.
Yeah, it was... I'm trying to think when I went to... There were some albums when I went to college and like, you know, people on the... Guys on the Floor would be... The first... My college, the first year I was in college... it was all guys. It was an all-male school, but then following year, it was going to go co-ed. So we had that going for us.
Okay.
But I remember there'd be so many albums that I would play, and they would be like, dude, this fucking sucks. And then like, three hits later, can we borrow that album from you? I mean, like all the time. Like I remember showing up with Paul Simon's Graceland, and they were like, Paul Simon, come on, man. And then everyone owned it. It was... Dicks.
Yeah, right?
Right. I guess every song on Innocent Man, each one he was trying to like pay tribute to various people. Like Easy Money was paid homage to James Brown. And what did we just hear? Longest Time was to the doo-wop group The Times. I don't even know who The Times are. But Benny King and Little Anthony and Frankie Valli, Sam Cooke. I thought that was interesting.
I love An Innocent Man. That song is also very devastating.
Yeah, that's for Benny King and the Drifters is who he was trying to emulate there. All right, you're up. Go ahead.
I have my last song.
All right.
Is an Eagles song. And it's probably my favorite Eagles song.
And Glenn doesn't sing it.
No, he doesn't. But I loved it as a kid and I love it as an adult. And it is The Long Run.
Co-written by John Henry and Ken Fry.
I used to hurry a lot. I used to worry a lot. I used to stay out till the break of day. Oh, that didn't get it. It was high time I quit it. I just couldn't carry on that. Distance, we'll find out.
here. Sorry, it's wrong. You can turn it down. I thought we're scared, but we ain't shaking. Kind of bent, but we ain't breaking. Yeah, I love it. Too. I love that.
I can remember when The Long Run came out, people were like, where are the Eagles? Because it was like, it was almost 3 years between, and back then you didn't know, well, they released Hotel California and then probably toured for a year and a half.
Hi.
And then.
Took money baths. Threw money around in a chamber and just ran through it.
And then.
Hey, they took it easy.
Nice. I love The Long Run. I love those shoes. I mean, I'm not
in
okay. The Greeks don't want no freaks I could do without, but.
in the city, I love.
Yes.
King of Hollywood, Disco Strangler. I Can't Tell You Why. Heartache Tonight.
Oh, come on.
Sad Cafe.
I love Sad Cafe. Yeah. I take it back. I thought The Long Run might be my favorite Eagles song, but Sad Cafe is just mwah. Yeah.
Who's your favorite Eagle? Do you have a favorite Eagle?
It's hard because it's not like they're warm and fuzzy.
No.
It's not like they're sweethearts.
No, but Don Henley, I always gravitate towards his voice and his songs more.
Absolutely. Yes, for sure.
I wonder how they would, when you co-write a song like when Don Henley and Glenn Frey, two guys with arrogant and massive egos.
Sure.
They must have, though, agreed on who would sing the song. That must have been, or do you think that was a struggle and a fight too?
I don't know. It seemed to me in the documentary, which is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And does not help Glenn Frey with the lack of love that's on the internet right now is a lot to do with, because they're so arrogant.
Yes.
They were just like, in that documentary, they just say whatever they want to say. And that's kind of refreshing, but it's also, you know, people aren't going to like you that much.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's because to me, I didn't feel that there was any of that. Maybe the person who took the lead in it, you know, or like, hey, this is my idea.
Yeah. I see you. I brought it 75% of the song here and you helped me finish it. So I'm obviously going to.
Right.
I've told this story before. I Want to Know What Love Is, the Foreigner song.
Oh, yeah.
Mick Jones was working on it. And then. Couldn't make it work. And then Lou Gramm helped him co-write it.
Okay.
And then at the end of it, they would always talk about how they're going to split up the royalties. And Lou thought it was going to be 50-50. And Mick said 95-5. And then Lou Gramm just said, just take it.
What?
And we know that that's... was a mistake.
Wow.
But five, I can understand in that moment where he goes 95-5 and you go, fuck it. Just forget it. I'm not even going to argue with you.
Right. And you're hot-headed. You're probably in your 30s, you know, young, whatever.
But that's ridiculous.
Wow.
I think my second favorite Eagle is Randy Meisner. I really like Take It to the Limit. And I really like
a great song.
And God, I'm not able to pull it right now, but the song he has on Hotel California, I'm just going to look it up because I love it. Try and Love Again. I love that song.
I don't remember. I don't recall it. It's not something that's right there.
I love it. I had Long Run on my list too. Mm-hmm. So let me see. Are we going to go with, this will be our playout song, Christy. What's in the hopper? What do you got? You going to do more episodes?
We are. Viacom Velocity is, we're going to do a season two. We do some integration, but they're funding that. And I'm very excited. We have an Everyone's Crazy But Us Facebook page, y'all. And I'm like 5 or 6 likes away from 500. So that would be super cool. I mean, if you want to keep up with the show, it's going to be so fun. Going on that journey with us, that would be fantastic. But I'm on Twitter, you know, occasionally at Christy S. Mann. And
and
Everyone's Crazy But Us. It's on Funny or Die on YouTube.
Also, me and Christy and Murray were guests on my wife Pilar Alessandra's podcast called On the Page. We are on episode 435. The title of the episode is called Starting with a Song. And so if you like what we do here, you might want to check that out because that was a lot of fun. And Kyle...
That's right, I did.
Oh, and Chris, Mike Siegel's in the room. Christy, I was also recently on the Travel Tales podcast as well.
Yeah, having fun. I was had such a long day, and I've had so much fun. I feel like I stepped on you a lot, Pat. And
no, you
I
didn't
just
at all.
I feel like I'm not even drinking tonight because I'm like
all.
I forgot to bring my screw top wine.
I thought this was
and I was like having so much fun that I think I like stepped on you like 5 times. And hopefully
I
you can edit those out and then
nope.
you can just cut
nope.
this. Like you can just go and splice
I don't
and cut.
Think, I don't think you did that at all. I thought this was a really nice moving
all
show.
Right.
I really this is nice, relaxing. I love it. I love the we cut in to talk some TV and some other forms
but
of entertainment.
I started with trying to be wacky, and then I just, I was like, that was really a
I thought
mistake.
It was great. When I get home tonight.
You're going to edit it out.
When I get home tonight, my wife always says, how are the podcasts? And of course, I'll say the first one, a little clunky because of Christy, but the second one, no, I'll say great. This is a great one. Oh. Kyle, you're at Kyle Dotson Funny.
Yes.
I'm at Pat_Francis. We are at Rock Solid Show. Again, January 17th, come down to the Hollywood Improv at 5:30.
February.
What did I say?
January.
Oh, Jesus. Don't go down
go
there
back
then.
In time.
Don't go down then.
Get in your time machine.
February. I keep doing this with the months now. February 17th, a couple of days before my birthday. Buy me a shot, man. Mike, I'm going to let you choose the playout song. Do you want to hear Doobie Brothers, Counting Crows, Joan Osborne, or Bruce Springsteen?
Silence.
Yay! I was gonna ask
all
you to
right.
pick that.
This is one of my wife's favorite songs from my wife's favorite album called Relish. Oh, and this is called Man in the Long Black Coat. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Christy.
Thanks.
Meh.
Crickets are chirping, the water is high. There's a soft cotton dress on the line hanging dry. The windows wide open, African trees bent over backwards in a hurricane breeze. Not a word of goodbye, not even a note. She's gone with the man in the love.